in your general well-being this hour, plus talk about some other home and herbal remedies with Joe and Terry Graydon. You know them as the co-hosts of The People's Pharmacy, heard weekends on the Ideas Network, Saturday mornings at 6 and Saturday afternoons at 2. But I'm happy to report we have them all to ourselves this hour, and you can talk to them about what's ailing you or a loved one to find out what home or herbal remedy might help, or you can share with us your own home or herbal remedy. And we'll talk about it. The number to use to call in during the hour to ask a question is 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. But I have another number for you that I want you to jot down and use this hour to pledge your support to Wisconsin Public Radio. This is our fall membership drive, day two, and we need to hear from you. To make a pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio to help support the programs that you value, call 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772, or pledge online at WPR.org, WPR.org. We have a $2,000 goal for this hour. Meeting these hourly goals is important to stay on track to raise the amount of money that needs to be raised from listener contributions to pay the bills. We count on listener contributions to pay 31% of our operating budget. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. And we have a couple of really wonderful thank you gifts during this hour for your pledge of support for $100 or more. And to help me tell you about that and to talk to you about home and herbal remedies, let me welcome our guests. Joe and Terry Graydon are co-hosts of The People's Pharmacy, again heard Saturdays at 6 and again at 2 here on the Ideas Network. They are also co-authors of a number of books. The very latest is Best Choices from The People's Pharmacy, but the mega popular book that we are giving away this hour is The People's Pharmacy Guide to Home and Herbal Remedies, the paperback edition. Joe and Terry Graydon join us from their home studios. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
Nice to join you on Wisconsin Public Radio today, Joy.
Well, it's so nice to have you with us. I'm usually listening to you live on Saturday mornings at this time, so it's nice to be talking with you live on Friday morning at this time. It's one of my favorite weekend programs. I really learn a lot from the People's Pharmacy each and every weekend, and what I like about it so much is that there are so many alternatives to consider when you're thinking about your health and well-being.
And that's why we love Dr. Tarone Lowdog. She is one of our favorite guests on The People's Pharmacy because she really studies the evidence behind herbal remedies. The show that's going to be coming up on The People's Pharmacy during the fundraiser is called A Reason to Season, because Dr. Lowdog is very interested in the spices that you'll find on your kitchen cabinet. And Terry, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about Dr. Tarone Lowdog and why we value her contribution so much?
Well, she actually started off as a herbalist. And in fact, her first publication, if you go to her website, drlowdog.com, you'll find that one of her early publications was a guide for herbalists. And she was the president of the American Herbalists Guild, I don't know, 20, 25 mm-hmm. years ago. But she got so interested in it. I mean, obviously, she was very knowledgeable in herbs at that point in time. And she said, well, how does that work exactly? She went to medical school, and she is now one of the country's leading experts in the actual science behind the evidence for which herbs work and which ones are a waste of time.
And what the benefits are and what the risks are and, you know, how to use herbs and natural spices for things like cholesterol control or diabetes or inflammation associated with arthritis, turmeric being one of her favorite spices, or what to do when you've got a cold. So those are the kinds of things that we have compiled on this best of CD with Dr. Lodog. It's about 75 minutes, and I think our listeners will be absolutely intrigued to get the wisdom of Dr. Tarone Lodog along with our book. Hopefully, they'll find that useful as well, The People's Pharmacy Guide to Home and Herbal Remedies. And all of that's available by making a pledge for $100 or more if you'll call right now, 800-383-9772, and support Wisconsin Public Radio. You rely on it every single day for news and information and entertainment, and we'd like to hope that health is one of your highest values.
And, of course, you can make that pledge of support online as well. It's a secure site, WPR.org.
Yeah, the $100 pledge, you'll get both the People's Pharmacy Guide to Home and Herbal Remedies, the paperback edition, and the CD, The Best of Dr. Lodog. And I was listening to this CD just this morning as I was getting ready for a work. And there are like 30 different or up to 30 different spices or herbal remedies or natural remedies for all sorts of different conditions from, for example, does St. John's wort really work when it comes to treating depression?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And how can you use St. John's wort together with black cohosh to relieve symptoms of menopause, like hot flashes? You know, so many women, Joy, are confused about all of the headlines they've been reading over the last couple of years regarding side effects associated with hormone replacement therapy.
Well, the latest headline was that the company that makes Premarin has to pay a very large
settlement. It was a jury verdict.
They have to pay money because they lost a lawsuit.
There are 5,000 lawsuits now dealing with hormone replacement therapy because of breast cancer. So obviously women are starting to say, well, what are the alternatives? What can I do instead that's lower risk and may produce the same kinds of benefits? And that's what we try to do every week on The People's Pharmacy. Give people alternatives, but also look for the best of conventional medicine. We like to balance, and that's what Dr. Lodog is all about as well.
1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. Call that number and pledge your support to Wisconsin Public Radio. Help pay for a programming service that you value. Help pay for all of the great information that you hear every day on the Ideas Network, and especially health information during this hour. Your health is very important to you. You value guests like hosts like Joe and Terry Graydon. So pick up a copy of their book, The People's Pharmacy Guide to Home and Herbal Remedies, and this CD, which includes interviews that the Graydons have had with Dr. Lodog. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. The pledge to get both the book and the CD, $100. I'm going to make a suggestion. If you up that to $120, that's $10 a month or more, you will also get Wisconsin Public Radio's member benefit card. That is sent to anyone who makes a pledge of $120 a year or more. It's a year-long benefit. It entitles you to two-for-one entrees at more than 250 restaurants around the area. It entitles you to two-for-one admissions to a whole bunch of cultural attractions in the region. It also, and this is new this year, two-for-one nights at participating beds and breakfasts in Wisconsin, Illinois, and Minnesota. So a wonderful benefit for you that will pay for itself if you go to cultural attractions, stay at bed and breakfast, or eat out. 1-800-383-9772. Pledge $120 a year or more. You'll get that member benefit card, and you'll get the paperback edition of The People's Pharmacy Guide Guide to Home and Herbal Remedies. This is a mega bestseller, a multi-million dollar copy best-selling book. And you will also get the new CD that the Graydons have compiled just for this pledge drive, the Best of Dr. Lodog, who is a specialist when it comes to natural healing and home and remedies and the uses of spices and herbs in healing. 1-800-383-9772, the number to call to make that pledge and get all of those benefits. 1-800-383-9772 or pledge online at WPR.org. Working toward a $2,000 goal for this hour, $270 raised so far. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. Good to have you with us on the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine, 18 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, October the 12th, and this is a special pledge drive edition of the People's Pharmacy on a Friday. Usually you hear the People's Pharmacy on Saturday mornings at 6 and at 2 in the afternoon here on the Ideas Network. Joe and Terry Graydon, gracious enough to join us today live to talk with you about home and herbal remedies that you might have in your own family, but you might have an ailment of some sort that you would like their suggestion. The number to call in with a question on the air is 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I have one question from my producer that I'm going to share. Karen Prager, I think she won't mind if I say, wonders what to do about if there is some kind of home or herbal remedy that can help itchy skin, especially on the arms. Is there some sort of holistic or natural remedy that you could recommend? She's been to allergists and dermatologists and has still has problems.
Well, this actually is a really difficult problem to solve, and all we can do is offer symptomatic relief. And that is, provided that it's not actually hives, hot water is surprisingly effective for itches.
Well, you know, like mosquito bite, poison ivy. But, you know, I'm wondering if maybe she doesn't have eczema or atopic dermatitis, Terry, in which case, you know, what is that tea that has
oolong tea?
Oolong tea. OOLONG. Now, this is a famous remedy from, is it Japan, China?
That's right. It actually was studied and written up in a Japanese medical journal, and they had people with atopic dermatitis, eczema, drink a liter of oolong tea a day. Now, that's about 4 cups, so it's a good bit of oolong tea, but it's tasty tea. I like it. It's kind of in between flavors, in between black and green tea.
We're also very big on moisturizers, Joy. Uh-huh. And, of course, one of the underwriters of the People's Pharmacy is Utterly Smooth Udder Cream. And a lot of people tell us that it is about the cheapest, most effective moisturizer that you can find. So there's an opportunity.
I love it. I have that, too. It works.
Well, I grew up on a dairy farm in Pennsylvania, and I know there are a lot of folks who might be listening to us right now who are on dairy farms. And in Wisconsin, you know, dairy's pretty important. So if you've grown up with Utter Cream or Bova Cream or Bag Balm, well, now's a wonderful time to call in and support Wisconsin Public Radio because that's the kind of remedy we love on the People's Pharmacy. And that number, 800-383-9772. Our way of saying thank you for supporting Wisconsin Public Radio, of course, will be the Best of Dr. Taroni Lodog. And by the way, Joy, her name is a little confusing to people. Taroni? Well, where's that from? Well, it's Gaelic.
Well, Taroni is an Irish name, and Lodog is Lakota from her dad. So she does have an all-American mixed heritage. And she really is a superstar in terms of medicine, particularly when it comes to botanical medicine. She's the director of education for the program on integrative medicine at the University of Arizona, which is Dr. Andrew Weil's program, and of course one of the premier programs in the country.
The phones are going crazy. I can hear them, and I see that our tally of a money raised so far this hour keeps on going up, 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 so that is just wonderful. I'm pretty sure we're going to blow past our $2,000 goal, and I shouldn't be surprised because Joe and Terry Graydon are great. They offer great information, and every time we have had you on, Joe and Terry, we have had record-breaking pledge drive hours. I think the goal was set a little bit low because 6 o'clock in the morning during the
it's
weekdays.
Pretty early.
Yeah, it's pretty early, but people, you know, early birds like care about their health too, and we've already crossed $1,000, so that is wonderful. But let's just make this goal as much as we can make this goal. 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772, or pledge online at WPR.org. Pledge any amount to help support Wisconsin Public Radio. It all goes to a great cause, and that's the programming service that you're listening to right now. But a pledge of $120 a year or more will get you both the People's Pharmacy Guide to Home and Herbal Remedies, the paperback edition of this wonderful book, and it gets you this CD that the Graydons have put together for this pledge drive. It is the Best of Dr. Lowdog, and it's it's about a little more than an hour's worth of excerpts from
about 73 minutes, and she will talk about natural approaches for hot flashes and cholesterol control. There are a lot of people listening who have had problems with statin drugs, and Tarone will give you some opportunities to control your cholesterol naturally.
It's in a conversational format because we took it out of shows that we've done with her, so it's questions and answers. We ask the questions and she gives the answers.
A lot of people have heard about the problems associated with some diabetes medicine like Avandia. Well, she talks about natural approaches, including cinnamon. Arthritis drugs have been a problem. You've all heard about Vioxx and the problems associated with it, but all of the arthritis medicines can cause some problems, stomach upset, high blood pressure. Well, she talks about turmeric as an anti-inflammatory, and one of the most interesting conversations of all, Joy, you know, millions of people take acid-suppressing drugs. We call them proton pump inhibitors, PPIs. The purple pill, you've heard of Nexium,
right.
And Prilosec and Acifex and Prevacid. Well, sometimes it's hard to get off those medicines because when you stop, your stomach starts turning out acid, churning it out in huge quantities. She talks about how you can get off these drugs with something called DGL.
Which is deglycerinated licorice. So
licorice.
I'm not going to spell it. Yeah, it's licorice.
Mm-hmm.
It's a special kind of licorice. They have to take the glycerin out. But it works, according to Dr. Lowdog, and I believe her, it works very well.
There is a caller who has a question about arthritis, and I was going to ask one for my husband's sake, but let's let Glenn and Madison ask it instead. Hi, Glenn.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Good morning, Glenn.
I'm glad you guys are on. I want to ask about, I have chronic arthritis, like I have knee problems and I have a chronic back pain. And I was wondering if there's some home remedy or some herbal thing you could tell me about that might enhance my capabilities of getting over this.
You know, we got an interesting email just last week from somebody who said, I have a next door neighbor who has such severe arthritis and back pain that she has to use a walker. And she and her husband have 100 beautiful azaleas, and she hasn't been able to tend to them in the last couple of years. But as I went by the other day, I discovered that there she was down on her hands and knees working on her azaleas. And I said, what miracle has happened?
And apparently it was not a miracle. It was raisins soaked in gin.
Our favorite home remedy,
gin-soaked
raisins, Glenn. And what you do is you get golden raisins, you put them in a pan, you pour gin over the top, just enough to cover those raisins. You let the gin evaporate. It takes about a week to 10 days. And then you eat 9 raisins a day. We can't tell you why it works. There's no science here. We can just tell you that a lot of people have had benefit from the gin-soaked raisins. If that doesn't work, we've got a lot of other remedies in our People's Pharmacy Guide to Home and Herbal Remedies, including CERTO, C-E-R-T-O.
C-E-R-T-O, which in Wisconsin, people probably are well aware. It's plant pectin, and you use it in home canning to thicken up your jams and jellies. Put about a tablespoon of CERTO in 6 ounces of grape juice and take that once or twice a day. And that is also, once again, we don't have a lot of explanation for it. There's no science, no studies, but a lot of testimonials, and it's not harmful. Another thing that people can use for arthritis pain that may also have other health benefits is fish oil.
And then, of course, there's boswellia, there's turmeric, and, of course, Dr. Tarone Lowdog talks about all of these.
And Devil's Claw.
And Devil's Claw on her CD, The Best of Dr. Lowdog, and you will find all of these remedies, Glenn, in our People's Pharmacy Guide to Home and Herbal Remedies. So if you make a pledge this morning to Wisconsin Public Radio, $100 or more, our thank you gift will be both Dr. Lowdog's CD as well as our book, and you will find a lot of ways to deal with that arthritis pain and the aches that you've been dealing with.
That's right.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say the number to call is 800-383-9772.
1-800-383-9772 or pledge online at WPR.org. A pledge of $100 or more, you will get the CD, The Best of Dr. Lowdog, and the People's Pharmacy Guide to Home and Herbal Remedies, chock full of all of the information that you're hearing right now. And I'm going to have to, I guess, soak some raisins in gin to help out my husband's aches and pains. We'll try that. What about you? 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. You don't have to pay for your pledge all at once. You can put it on monthly installments. You can put it on a credit card and pay for it right away. You can arrange to have it withdrawn from your checking account. That's called EFT. Many different ways to pay for your pledge, but please do make it. $100, you get the book and the CD. If you up that to $120, you'll get the member benefit card as well. So three great thank you gifts for a $120 pledge. 1-800-383-9772. We'll check news from NPR and then we'll be back. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 6:36 on this Friday morning, October the 12th. We are very fortunate to have with us the co-hosts of the popular program heard on Wisconsin Public Radio on Saturdays, The People's Pharmacy. Joe and Terry Graydon are with us to share their expertise on home and herbal remedies. The Graydons are the authors of many, many books, including The People's Pharmacy Guide to Home and Herbal Remedies. And this is one of our thank you gifts for you this hour. If you call in a pledge of $100 or more, you'll get a copy of the paperback edition of The Guide to Home and Herbal Remedies, and you will get the CD, The Best of Dr. Lowdog. Dr. Lowdog is a frequent guest with Joe and Terry Graydon on their program, and she is an expert when it comes to holistic healing, natural healing, the use of spices and other herbs in healing. And she knows the science behind it, too, whether the research says this is effective or not. Both of these, the CD and the book, yours for a pledge of $100 a year or more to Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. Or pledge online at WPR.org. I am happy to report to Joe and Terry that we have doubled the goal already, almost $4,000 so far. So thank you very much. This wouldn't happen without you being here and offering these wonderful thank you gifts. But let me also ask you, a couple of people called in during the newscast and didn't want to wait to ask their question on the air. Someone wants to know the uses of ginger and the health properties of ginger, and especially if ginger tea helps a cold.
Oh, and the answer is yes.
Good.
Ginger is so wonderful. It's actually a very, very interesting plant that has a lot of compounds, active compounds in it, including a lot of anti-inflammatory compounds. But in fact, we heard years ago about this cold remedy, which is you take about an inch or inch and a half piece of fresh ginger root, you grate it, you put it in a mug and cover it with boiling water, and let it steep for about 5 minutes, and then strain it, because otherwise you'll be stringing that ginger through your teeth. Sweeten it if you want to, and it can alleviate the congestion of a cold just beautifully for several hours.
Dr. Lodog talks about ginger because she loves it. It's one of her favorite spices. And in fact, if you go to the People's Pharmacy Guide to Home and Herbal Remedies, one of the thank you gifts, if people call right now, there's a whole section in that book about ginger, and we even have our sort of ginger hot toddy. The thing that makes this so appealing, especially this time of year, is that people are coming down with coughs and colds and congestion. And if you've been paying attention to the news, you know that the FDA has some real concerns about cough and cold remedies for children under the age of 6.
Mm-hmm. Well, as they're actually considering next week whether or not these products should be actually banned for young children. And several products are being pulled off the market by the manufacturers for children under 2.
We talked just last week with Dr. Ian Paul, one of the country's leading pediatricians, on research regarding some of these ingredients. And he basically has said unequivocally, they just don't work. Not only don't they work, they have some side effects.
Well, right. And if you've got something that doesn't work and can cause problems, you really don't want to give that to your children. So how much better to smear a little Vicks VapoRub on the soles of the feet before tucking the child into bed?
Yeah, we have a whole section on Vicks VapoRub. So, if you like natural approaches that might help and won't hurt and that are affordable, please call now and support Wisconsin Public Radio. You rely on this station for news, for information, for entertainment. And, of course, the health of this station is so important to us. So please call now, 800-383-9772. Our thank you gifts, the best of Dr. Tyrone Lodog, and the People's Pharmacy Guide to Home and Herbal Remedies. That number again, Terry?
The number is 1-800-383-9772. And, of course, you can also make your pledge online at WPR.org.
A really interesting segment that I heard on the CD, the best of Dr. Lodog, this morning. And don't ask me why this stood out to me, but it was on controlling gas or flatulence. About, she was recommending bitters. Did you you remember that?
Oh,
absolutely.
Yes.
And this is a really common problem. It's embarrassing to talk about. And actually, your doctor does not have anything great to prescribe for gas.
But Dr. Lodog talked about Angostura bitters. And that's something that a lot of people go, huh? What are the Angostura who?
But bartenders know.
Do they ever? Because you use Angostura bitters to make some drinks.
Right. And don't look at me to tell you which drinks, because I'm not a bartender and I'm not that much of a drinker. So I don't know, but I do know it's an important ingredient. I do know, though, that all you have to have is a little seltzer water, and put your Angostura bitters in the seltzer water, and it is very helpful against flatulence.
It even suggests on the label of the bitters that it's good for flatulence. In fact, we have several other remedies in the People's Pharmacy Guide to Home and Herbal Remedies for flatulence, but Dr. Lodog is very enthusiastic about bitters. It's got a lot of interesting old-fashioned herbs. It's been around for probably more than 100 years. And so if you've ever suffered with gas, I know it's not a polite topic at this hour of the morning.
Well, at any time of day.
Or any time of day, for that matter. Now's the time to call 800-383-9772. We've got a solution for you.
And actually, fennel tea is another great solution for gas, and I believe we discuss it in the People's Pharmacy Guide to Home and Herbal Remedies. And by the way, this is a handy little paperback book. In the back of the book, there's a compendium about a lot of different herbal medicines.
Let me, before I take a weather break, get Bill in Lancaster on the air. Hi, Bill. You're on the air.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
You guys were talking about bitters, and I was just telling your producer, up in Washington Island in Door County, there's a bar, I cannot think of the name of it right now, but you can go there and you have an opportunity to join the Bitters Club.
Is it because they have a lot of gas?
No, this bar is one of the longest continuous running bars in the state of Wisconsin. Even during Prohibition, this bar was able to stay open.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm.
But not for health reasons. I thought maybe that they might have all been joining this Bitters Club for the reason we're discussing, Bill.
Oh, no. Well, the guy did say it was for medicinal purposes.
And well, there you have it. And there you have it. Bill mentioned Door County, and our next-door neighbors just got back from a long trip. They visited Wisconsin. They loved it, and they brought us dried cherries from Door County.
Yeah, cherries have a lot of good health properties, too, don't they?
They do. Mm,
you bet. They have anti-inflammatory properties, and when people have an attack of the gout, which can be very painful indeed, people tell us some sour cherries can sometimes interrupt the pain.
Call 1-800-383-9772 to make a pledge of financial support to help pay for this program and all of what you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. It's fall pledge drive time, where we come to you to ask for your support. We count on listeners for 31% of our operating budget. And listeners like you come through for us, as you are this hour, have raised $5,245 so far this hour, supporting this program, supporting Joe and Terry Graydon, and supporting this kind of health programming that you hear, and picking up, I'm sure, a copy of The People's Pharmacy, Guide to Home and Herbal Remedies, and the CD, The Best of Dr. Lowdog, for a pledge of $100 a year or more. 1-800-383-9772. Or pledge online, WPR.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-383-9772, the number to call to make a pledge to support Wisconsin Public Radio. A $100 pledge or more gets you a copy of the book, The People's Pharmacy Guide to Home and Herbal Remedies, and a CD which includes the best of interviews that the Graydons have had with Dr. Lowdog about home and herbal remedies. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up after 7 o'clock, I'll welcome in the author of Wake Up and Smell the Planet, the non-pompous, non-preachy grist guide to greening your day. So find out ways to green your day coming up after 7 o'clock. We're finding out ways to use herbs and spices and other natural remedies in aiding our health, with Joe and Terry Graydon, the co-hosts of The People's Pharmacy, heard weekdays, or I should say weekends, on the Ideas Network, Saturdays at 6 and again at 2. We have raised $6,350 so far. Let's make it an even $10,000. How does that sound for a goal during this hour? We can do it with your help at 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772, or pledge online at WPR.org. Remember that a pledge of $100 a year or more will entitle you to the Graydon's book, the paperback edition of The People's Pharmacy, Guide to Home and Herbal Remedies, and this wonderful CD, which includes a lot of great information on treating depression with St. John's wort, the benefits of cocoa and chocolate. You'll hear about devil's claw and soy for hot flashes, and all sorts of home herbal remedies using spices and other supplements for your health. That's The Best of Dr. Lowdog, the CD and the book, for $100 or more to Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. And we are taking your calls through the end of the hour as well. Peter in Onalaska joins us. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Morning.
I visited South Korea over the summer, and seems like South Koreans completely live on ginseng. The gin, well, it's like our caffeine, it seems. What are the health benefits of ginseng? They seem to think it's the best thing.
George Terry?
Well, it's pretty complicated. Ginseng is thought to be an adaptogen, which we haven't really nailed down exactly how it works in the body, but there's a lot of research from Korea, as well as some from China and a lot from Russia on the benefits of ginseng to help people counter stress, and it seems to, people think that it gives them more energy. Now, I don't think it's like an all-purpose. If you're feeling really fatigued, you can take ginseng and feel better. But there does seem to be something real happening there.
And anybody who is interested in ginseng will find a whole section in that book, People's Pharmacy Guide to Home and Herbal Remedies. Terry, who is sort of the herbal expert in the family, has put together an herbal compendium at the back of the book for things like evening primrose and elderberry and fennel and feverfew, garlic and ginger, not to mention ginseng. So anybody who wants to know more about the benefits and the risks, because there may be some risks associated with ginseng as well, you'll find it in that book. And, you know, one thing I did want to mention to you, Joy, mm-hmm. when we talk about making a pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio at the $100 level, you know, I'm sure that a lot of hardworking folks go, well, you know, that's a lot of money. I need to think twice about that. But people walk into the pharmacy every day of the year, and they spend more than $100 on just 1 month's supply of, for example, a cholesterol-lowering medicine like Lipitor or an arthritis drug like Celebrex. And so while we're not suggesting that herbs and alternative approaches will necessarily solve all of your health problems, they are a lot less expensive mm-hmm. than some of these prescription drugs. They often have far fewer side effects, and they're fun, too. You know, one of our favorite remedies these days, and it cannot be explained by science, is a bar of soap under the bottom sheet. We've talked about this before in the People's Pharmacy, and this is for leg cramps or restless leg syndrome. And if you turn on the TV, you're going to see a commercial for a prescription drug for restless legs.
Very pricey, I might add.
And they talk about a side effect, like
you could fall asleep during the day, perhaps while you're driving down the highway.
No,
this is scary.
Not good at all. A bar of soap, and we're talking about the kind of soap that you could get next time you go to the motel and, you know, you feel like taking that little extra soap left over, costs nothing under the bottom sheet. And so many people have told us that it relieves their leg cramps at night that we're beginning to think it might even work. So if you value that kind of information, if you get a chuckle out of some of the remedies that you hear on the People's Pharmacy every Saturday, please call now and support Wisconsin Public Radio. That number, Terry?
The number is 1-800-383-9772. And you can also make that pledge online at WPR.org.
Well, Joe and Terry, I have told numerous people about the bar of soap under the bed sheet because I heard it on your program. They did, you know, look at me a little funny at first.
They tend to do that, yes. If they try it, they mm-hmm. like it.
And I've told people about the Vicks on toenails for toenail fungus. I know, again, not a very pleasant topic, but so many people say that works.
Well, so many people have nail fungus. We don't quite understand why, but we have a lot of remedies for nail fungus. Some people get benefit from the Vicks Vapor Rub on the nails. Other people tell us that a soak in vinegar and Listerine, the old-fashioned amber-colored Listerine, will get rid of their nail fungus. Other people tell us tea tree oil is the trick to try. There are all kinds of remedies for nail fungus, and let me tell you how much a prescription drug costs. If you were to go to the pharmacy and buy a full course of Lamisil, that could run you over $800.
Now, it is available generically. It just became available generically. It's still expensive.
Indeed it is.
But not quite as expensive.
And side effects, I might add.
The side effects did not go away when it became a generic drug.
Right. Yeah. Oh, by the way, speaking of generic drugs, Joy, because you're all doing a fundraiser today, a lot of Wisconsin Public Radio listeners will not hear the full edition, morning edition. But I was interviewed by Joanne Silberner last night talking about generic drugs in general and in particular an antidepressant, Wellbutrin XL300. So if you go to the NPR website and you want to find out about this generic drug controversy, you will be able to listen to that interview on NPR if you can't hear it today on Wisconsin Public Radio.
People can go to our website to get a link there. That's WPR.org. And guess what else they can do on WPR.org?
Well, it's a secure site. They can make a pledge and support the programming that they treasure.
And make that pledge at $100 a year or more, and pick up as our thank you to you, as the Gradens thank you to you, a copy of their book, the paperback edition of The People's Pharmacy, Guide to Home and Herbal Remedies, and the Best of Dr. Low Dog, a CD of all sorts of great information, excerpts from interviews that the Gradens have done with Dr. Low Dog. It probably within the past couple of years. 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772, or WPR.org. We are approaching the $10,000 goal, which is just outstanding for this early in the morning. It shows you, Joe and Terry, how important the information that you provide is to the listeners of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is just outstanding. Almost $10,000 raised, and still time for you to show your support for Wisconsin Public Radio, help pay for this service, show that you appreciate the People's Pharmacy with Joe and Terry Graydon. And pick up a copy of The People's Pharmacy Guide to Home and Herbal Remedies and the CD, The Best of Dr. Low Dog. I got an email from Amy in Sheboygan wondering about natural ways to regulate blood sugar for diabetes. You do have something there, I know, but I can't remember what it is.
We do, and Dr. Low Dog talks about it as well. It's cinnamon. And we have some cautions when it comes to cinnamon. We've actually heard from a lot of folks, a teaspoonful of cinnamon once or twice a day.
It doesn't require even a full teaspoon.
Just a half a teaspoon.
Basically, a quarter to a half of a teaspoon of cinnamon at mealtime actually does a very nice job of sort of keeping that blood sugar spike after the meal from going too high.
But of course, this needs to be under medical supervision, and people need to monitor their blood sugar very carefully.
Absolutely.
And our caution is that some cinnamon in this country is contaminated with an ingredient called coumarin, which may interact with blood thinners or be difficult for the liver. That's why Terry has come up with a trick.
Well, it turns out that water extract of cinnamon has the active ingredient in it, but it leaves the coumarin behind. So you can either go to the store and buy a water extract of cinnamon in a pill form, or you can make your own by putting the cinnamon in a coffee filter and pouring hot water over it, drinking the water.
Another thing I picked up on the CD with Dr. Low Dog was the importance of vitamin D and how many women are likely deficient in vitamin D. She sees a lot of this, and she lives in Arizona.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And in Wisconsin, it's going to be even more of a problem because you all don't have that bright sunlight in particularly this time of year.
Dr. Low Dog is recommending anywhere from 1 to 2,000 international units of vitamin D, not just to keep bones strong, but to keep the immune system functioning well, especially this time of year when colds and coughs and flu are out there. It also may have benefits against cancer and may be beneficial in preventing osteoarthritis. So vitamin D, that's D as in low dog, D for dog, is very valuable. And if this is the kind of information that you value, please call now and support Wisconsin Public Radio. That number, 800-383-9772. You get the wisdom of Dr. Taroni Low Dog and the People's Pharmacy Guide to Home and Herbal Remedies for a pledge of $100 or more.
We have a call that I don't have time for, but I just want to pass it along. Heather and Nina, thank you for calling in. She says bitters is a good remedy for hiccups. Have you heard that, Joe and Terry?
We have,
yes. And in fact, what we've heard is a little bit of bitters on a slice of lemon. And that's a time-honored bartender's home remedy for hiccups. It seems to work. We have a lot of other remedies for hiccups in the People's Pharmacy Guide to Home and Herbal Remedies.
And I want to thank you, Joe and Terry, so much for being with us. We have exceeded the $10,000 goal and still going. So thank you very much. And we'll hear you tomorrow.
Well, thank
yes,
you
indeed.
So much, Joy. We love Wisconsin Public Radio.
Thanks to Joe and Terry Graydon. You can hear them Saturdays at 6 and 2 on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We really appreciate them joining us for a special edition this Friday morning at 6 o'clock edition of the People's Pharmacy. $100 or more to Wisconsin Public Radio in a pledge, and you will get a copy of the People's Pharmacy Guide to Home and Herbal Remedies and the CD, The Best of Dr. Lowdog, 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772, or pledge online, WPR.org, WPR.org. 1-800-383-9772. Thanks to Cheryl Gasser for producing the hour and to Karen Prager for on-air production. And thank you for listening and for calling in. I hope you stay tuned. There's much more to come. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.